First, it's estimated that more than 40 million people were subjected to forced labor or forced marriage in 2016, according to the International Labor Organization. Of those, 4.8 million people are victims of forced sexual exploitation. And trafficking creates $150 billion in illegal profits by forcing people into forced labor or prostitution. A new bipartisan bill in the House of Representatives aims to combat human trafficking by holding countries accountable in investigating and prosecuting these crimes in order to receive foreign aid. Representative Brian Steil is a Republican representing Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District, which includes Janesville. He introduced the Exposing the Financing of Human Trafficking Act. Representative Steil, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, what exactly is in this bill targeting human trafficking and the financing of it?
Well, we're going to go after and exposing the financing of human trafficking. And so what we need to do is hold countries accountable that aren't doing enough as it relates to stopping the financing of human trafficking. And so currently there's a trafficking in persons report that's issued by the State Department as we look at foreign governments to make sure they're combating human trafficking. And what we need to add to that is exposing the illicit financing of human trafficking, because if we go after the money in human trafficking, we can really start to address this problem.
And what kind of leverage can the United States have over these other countries?
We have a great opportunity. When you look at the number of countries that are seeking U.S. foreign aid, and you correlate that back to countries that are some of the worst as it relates to human trafficking, we have the opportunity through leveraging our foreign aid to hold these countries accountable and to make a real difference and to make sure they're standing with us in the fight against human trafficking.
Now, this is one piece of the puzzle. How big a problem do you see human trafficking being in your part of Wisconsin?
Well, there's estimates that globally it's $150 billion in illegal profits are made from forced labor each year. We see this across the state, in particular in southeast Wisconsin, along the I-94 corridor from the Milwaukee Airport to the state line, as well as the I-90 corridor running Madison down towards Rockford. You're seeing individuals being trafficked along those lines, and where we can play a role, we need to step up and do that. I serve on the Financial Services Committee, and that puts me in a position where I can go after an attack, in particular, the illicit financing piece of this puzzle, and that's what this bill does.
Do we know how much of an element that international connection plays here in the Midwest?
Well, we saw a case recently in Racine County where there was a federal indictment of farm laborers who were being trafficked and exploited by what appears to be an international criminal gang. It is here in our community. We probably don't know the full size and scope, but every day you see stories of individuals who are victims of this, and we need to step up and play the role where we can. But where you see it is $150 billion globally, it is in our community.
You have some bipartisan co-sponsorship on this. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. You know, we see so much partisanship in Washington, D.C. right now. I said we need to look at areas where we can come together and work and try to solve problems that are out there. And so, you know, in Wisconsin alone, I have Jim Sensenbrenner and Mark Pocan and Gwen Moore. We've all come together to say, let's address this. And so I spend my time on the House floor talking to my colleagues and saying, let's work together in areas where we can and really try to get something done. And so this is really a bipartisan effort. And every day we're gaining momentum to be able to ultimately get this across the line.
Now, you announced this, I believe I read, with a group of local law enforcement officials, other local government officials. What kind of things are you hearing from them when it comes to trafficking?
Well, when I took office in early January, I spent time moving around and talking with local sheriffs in all six counties in southeast Wisconsin, as well as our police departments in Janesville and Racine and Kenosha and across southeast Wisconsin. And time and again, I heard the struggles that our local law enforcement officers are having as it relates to human trafficking. And so it's a multifaceted problem that's going to require a sophisticated approach. Sometimes that's a high school counselor. Sometimes that's your local law enforcement. Sometimes where it's crossing state lines, that's your FBI. And then this piece of the puzzle is going after that international financing.
What is the timeline for this, given a lot going on in Congress right now?
Well, there's a lot of partisanship in Congress right now, and so my effort is to move this across as quickly as we can. I'm not sure what that timeline is, but I'm going to roll up my sleeves, and I'm working hard to try to get this across the line.
Talking to Representative Brian Stile from Wisconsin, looking at a bipartisan bill he's forwarding aimed at cracking down on international financing of human trafficking. Representative Stile, do you see other efforts in the works in addition to this one when it comes to trafficking?
Yeah, it's going to require a real multifaceted approach. I mean, we need to make sure that our local law enforcement has the tools that they need to be able to go after this. We need to make sure that there's awareness across our society so that high school counselors can intervene if it's a young woman right here in our home communities who's being susceptible to this. We need to go after it from an international perspective. And so there's a multitude of efforts that need to come together to attack this problem. But if we all do this, we can make a real impact on reducing this problem.
I want to get your take, switching gears, on some news from earlier today. Special Counsel Robert Mueller, I guess now former Special Counsel Robert Mueller, spoke today publicly for the first time since releasing his report. His main message seemed to be, read the report. I don't really have anything to add to that. What did you make of what he had to say today?
Yeah, I saw the highlights of what he said earlier today. I think the point is clear. Read the report. Everybody can reach their conclusion. It's publicly available. I voted in favor of making sure that report was publicly available. And then ultimately, we need to get on with the work of the American people. I hear time and again how frustrated everyone is with the partisanship in Washington. I think we need to now move on to the phase where we're working on behalf of the American people and actually getting stuff done in Washington rather than this constant partisan bickering.
I want to share two quotes from what he had to say today on the issue of obstruction of justice and the president. Quoting here, if we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. And he said the Constitution, quoting, requires a process other than the criminal justice system to formally accuse the president of wrongdoing. Some people have read this as a hint that says we've laid out this obstruction of justice case. It is time now for your body, the House of Representatives, Representative Stile, to pick it up from there. Do you think that's a valid way to read what he said?
Well, I'll let his words speak for himself. I think it's pretty clear that everybody should read the report. It's publicly available. I think that's important. I voted to make sure that it was publicly available. I read the report, and I think it's time to get on with the work of the American people.
We'll leave it there for now. Representative Stile, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Brian Stile is a Republican representing Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District, which includes Janesville. He joined us to talk about a bill he's introducing to fight human trafficking by requiring countries receiving U.S. foreign aid to take a more active role in combating the practice.